anything if you don't release it, or in your case, even if you do. His laughter warmed Hannah's insides. She placed the egg back in the basket, huffed mockingly, and turned to cross the lawn toward the house. This would be Paul's fourth year to return to college. Once again, he'd be leaving her throughout fall, winter, and spring, with letters being their sole communication. Even that limited connection had to come through his grandmother's mailbox. Hannah's father would end their friendship with no apologies if he ever learned of it. Paul covered the space between them, lifted the basket from her hands, and smiled down at her. "So won't your family be missing you this morning? Or should I expect your father's horse and buggy to come charging into my grandmother's drive at any moment?" "My debt would not cause a spectacle like that." Hannah licked her lips, thirsty after hurrying the mile to get here. "I arranged with my sister to do my chores this morning."
"Then who will do her chores?"
"Sarah's off this morning, 'cause it's her afternoon to sell produce at Miller's roadside stand. I paid her to do my chores. So it all works out, ja?"
"You paid her? Was that necessary?"
Hannah shrugged. "I'm not her favorite person. But let's not talk about that. She was willing to work out a deal, and here I am."
Paul opened the screen door to his grandmother's back porch. "I just hope Sarah doesn't say anything to your father."
"There's nothing for her to say. As far as she knows, Graham told me to be here to work."
Hannah paused, grasping one side of the basket Paul held.
"Besides, even Dad tries to remember it's my room, Springer."
He released the basket to her. "But extra freedoms don't hold a lot of meaning for your father, do they?" She refused the disrespectful sigh that begged to be let loose.
Her father could be exasperating at times. "The traditional rules keep him a bit subdued. It wouldn't do to have the bishop discover he's not following our traditions."
Hannah opened the door to the house, but Paul placed his arm across the doorframe in front of her, stopping her in her tracks. He bent close. Hannah kept her focus straight ahead.
"Look at me, Hannah."
The soft rumble of his words against her ear made a tingle run through her. The aroma that she'd come to recognize as easily as the man himself filled her. His scent had come to make her think of integrity, and it made her long to draw closer to him. Several seconds passed before she managed to lift her gaze to meet his. His lips were pressed together in a smile, but his blue eyes held a look she didn't understand.
"I've been aching to talk to you before I return to college. There are some things I just can't write in a letter. If you hadn't come today, I was planning to knock on your door this afternoon."
A light sigh escaped his lips. But the problems that would have caused would have prevented us from getting to speak.
"Paul?"
A shaky voice screeched out. The slow thump of a cane against the wooden floor announced that his grandmother was only a few steps from seeing them. Hannah took a step backward, thinking she'd die of embarrassment if anyone saw her this close to Paul. He straightened, putting even more distance between them.
"Promise me we'll get time alone today. I need to talk to you before I leave."
Hannah stared into his eyes, promising him anything.
"I give you my word," she breathed.
He lowered his hand from the doorframe. "Graham, Hannah's here." From the berry patch, Paul heard the familiar chime of the sitting room's clock. It rang out five times, but Paul needed no reminder of the hour. He was more than ready to see Hannah for a second time today and before he left for the fall semester. He dumped the handful of blueberries into the half-full galvanized bucket. He straightened the kinks out of his back and studied the horizon for a glimpse of Hannah. The moment they had washed their last breakfast dish, Hannah had scurried home, hoping no one had missed her. So they hadn't managed to find a moment for private conversation. He turned his attention back to the almost bare bushes, glad he'd bought 2 pints of blueberries from Lee McNabb's farmer's market yesterday. He'd had more than enough of treating Hannah as if she were only a friend when he was in love with her. If she were a few years older, he'd have shared how he felt long before now. But even if he told her, and she felt the same way, she wasn't the only one who would have to continue keeping their relationship hidden. If he wanted to keep her out of trouble with her father and even her community, he couldn't afford to tell anyone about her. He had too many distant relatives in Owl's Perch who could ruin their future by getting talk started, assuming she was interested in a future with him. As Paul stood at the picnic table, adding the purchased blueberries to those he'd...